Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone, and this is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on another episode of Night Owl's Late Night Podcast. This essay that we're going to be talking about tonight is called Disillusion or Evolution. So let's just get right into it. There is, believe it or not, a stereotypical non-binary look that many non-binary people, me included, strive for at some point or another. It is a more masculine and skinny physique that is often white, often with little to no chest or no breasts to speak of due to top surgery if the person was female assigned at birth. So I wondered, is this the case that even when you have a gender that is supposed to be in between or sometimes move along the spectrum of two genders, do we still have a stereotypical look? What if we did away with the idea of stereotypes altogether? Would it be freeing? Or would we lose our individuality because we no longer have a standard with which to compare ourselves against? In one Miles Hodges poem entitled Count On, he recounts his feelings of hate, 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 to need, need his father's sturdy hands to help him. And are we perhaps in the same boat with stereotypes, which simultaneously limit us but also give us a springboard from which to think? Do we hate to need stereotypes like Hodges hates to need something to count on, but simultaneously desires it? These are my questions. As a slightly heavier than average Hispanic female assigned at birth, I am a non-binary person who wants to know the answers. Would getting rid of stereotypes like the one that still plagues me and many other non-binary people be dissolution or evolution? So if you guys haven't noticed, by now, or because this is a new feature of Spotify, there is a message section, or it's to answer the Q&A of how this, what do you think of this episode? So I would like for you guys to also, if you want, feel like you can say something about this topic or any topic of these essays, and just like tell me, what do you think about stereotypes? What do you think about it? Would it be evolution or would it be disillusion? Would we fall apart or would we advance? And do you think a non-binary has a stereotypical look? If you looked up non-binary right now, look, non-binary look on Google, I guarantee you'll get a whole bunch of androgynous haircuts, outfits, models, like. And really, also, I'm thinking, is there a stereotype for anything, really, when you think about it? Is there a stereotype for anything? Because everybody's so uniquely different that no two things are the same, if you think about it. So if everyone had that mindset that no two things are the same, and that every person is uniquely themselves, and would we really have a stereotype? The ability to stereotype, I guess, is what I'm saying. And, like, and then just thinking that if we made a conscious effort to just think no two things are the same, everyone is uniquely themselves, like we do in mindfulness or meditation or something like that, to consciously make that decision over and over and over and over again, is it really that easy to get rid of stereotypes? Is it really that easy to get rid of things like racism or judgment or negative judgment that's not constructive? I'm not talking about criticism or constructive criticism here. That's different. That's valid and needed criticism. But judgment in general that's negative and not serving anybody, would it be that easy to get rid of it if we just had more mindfulness, more awareness of our thoughts? It's like thought pollution, if you think about it. You think negative thoughts, and those negative thoughts become thought pollution, which, if you know from previous episodes, I'm a very big spiritual person, and they say, like, God just says yes, 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 yes to whatever it is you're thinking, or the universe, or the spirit, or whatever you want to call it. Typically, I call it spirit, but for the sake of this podcast, I might use God sometimes. And if God is saying yes, 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 yes to everything, do we really want our negative thoughts out there and being answered? Like, and it's just, and just to me, that those negative thoughts, that negative energy is just thought pollution. We're polluting the planet with our thoughts, and we're not raising the vibration of the planet. And that's what he's supposed to be here to do as light workers and people of the earth. And we're supposed to respect and nurture the earth and give back to what it gives us. And that includes our thoughts. We have to clean up our thought clutter, you know? So that's just my little spill for tonight, people. Alrighty, stay lovely. Thank you for listening.